The servant of God, Victricius Weiss, confessor, first order. Father Victricius gave us his own biography in a prayer which he wrote, quote, "I consecrate myself to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. With my hidden Jesus, I wish to remain unknown, misrepresented, and despised. I want to be crucified in body and soul with my crucified Savior, in order to atone in some way for the insults rendered him in the most holy sacrament of the altar. I wish to rejoice with my glorified Jesus, because he cannot now suffer anymore, but I may suffer. I want to offer up all my sufferings for the intentions of his Sacred Heart." End quote. Father Victricius was born in 1842 in the little town of Eggenfelden in northern Bavaria, the son of a deeply religious surgeon. He made his classical studies in Munich, and he studied theology in Freising. During these years, he felt a great attraction for the interior life. After his ordination to the priesthood in 1866, he labored as a chaplain in Schwabing and was then appointed prefect and professor of homiletics in the seminary at Freising. In 1871, he received his doctorate in theology. Although he was very genial and sociable in his dealings with others, he devoted himself resolutely to meditation, self-conquest, and a life of sacrifice. In 1875, he joined the Capuchin Order, and his brethren chose him 5 times as the head of the Bavarian province. He achieved remarkable results by his exemplary life, the spirit of recollection, and fraternal charity. From the year 1908, he dwelt in the convent of Vilsbiburg. There he had to suffer much: deafness, sleeplessness, ulcers, spiritual dryness and desolation. Difficulties arising from association with others provided a severe trial for him. But all this only caused him to grow all the more in virtue. On October 8, 1924, his holy life of atonement came to a close. He was generally regarded as a saint, and the process of his beatification is now being carried out in Rome. On the merits of atonement. The idea of atonement is as old as mankind. It is innate in man. Civil and ecclesiastical authority, no less than private individuals in their relations with one another, justly require that some form of penalty make up for the offenses committed. The penalty, however, may be canceled if the misdeed is atoned for. It was therefore laudable on the part of Father Victricius that he offer himself to God as a victim of atonement for the sins of mankind. For if atonement is in order among men, the supreme majesty of Almighty God is 1,000 times more deserving of it. Try to realize the propriety of the idea of atonement. Atonement has been required by God Himself, especially in the laws requiring propitiatory offerings and in the great feast of the Atonement. Both institutions were to prefigure the supreme expiation of the God-man on Golgotha, of which St. John speaks as the propitiation of our sins. 1 John 4:10. How pleasing to God, therefore, Father Victricius must have been when he offered himself in union with Christ to the Most High in atonement for the misdeeds of mankind. Should his heroic example not inspire us to make frequent acts of atonement? The idea of atonement must be revived in our day. Our times are like those of which the prophet of Patmos writes. Woe to the earth and to the sea, because the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath. Revelation 12:12. Diabolical crimes that cry to heaven for vengeance, such as abortion, are being committed on every hand. God is forcefully thrust out of society. So it behooves all good people to emulate the spirit of Father Victricius, seeking by prayer, penance, and renunciation to disarm the just wrath of God. Unite with those Christians who are offering themselves as victims of atonement by practicing at least small acts of mortification and renunciation. Prayer of the Church. O God, who by sin art offended, but by penance pacified, graciously look upon the humble prayers of thy people, and ward off the scourges of thy wrath, which we have deserved for our sins. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.